y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Good news, Katie. We finally solved it. The biggest problems facing life in 2025.
Oh.
It's taken care of.
Well, and that is?
The disgusting nature of chocolate. The chocolate, which is too gross for everyone to eat. We finally found a way to make chocolate palatable.
Are you talking about chocolate with a high percentage of cacao? Like dark chocolate?
No, just chocolate in general. This is a scientist who has composed a song meant to be listened to while eating chocolate to enhance the experience. Make it taste even better.
Hmm.
If you're eating chocolate, this song will make it better. Guaranteed, according to science. Nice little piano riff.
It's gonna make me fall asleep.
That's
now
the
I'm
thing.
Choking on chocolate. What a way to go. It feels like a commercial.
Why?
What is he trying to sell me?
There has to be something more to this, because that is not...
So I've partnered with Galaxy Chocolate to bring you a soundtrack designed to help people enjoy chocolate in a more heightened sensory experience based on research that I did around taste and perception and the auditory environment.
This is completely made up.
I would just like to enjoy chocolate outside of my pantry floor where I'm hiding for my children. I don't know that I need all this.
Simple things, you know, that's too much. The soundtrack is not, required.
Like, how expensive is this chocolate?
I think it's meant to enhance the specific type of, because again.
That's going to cost hundreds of dollars.
That's going to be stupid.
It makes you feel better about spending hundreds of dollars.
Exactly, because it's a.
I don't think this is for like a gas station Hershey bar.
It's a chocolate that comes with a download code, y'all. Good morning. Let's have a Thursday. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Good morning, everyone. What's coming up in trending?
Looking at getting an update on the two officers that were struck by the drunk driver.
Oh,
that's got
yes,
Sam
please.
Houston Tollway closed down at Ella.
Absolutely, yes.
We'll give you all the details coming up next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Heads up, if you are just getting in the car, you're starting your commute, you need to avoid the North Sam Houston Tollway eastbound near
yes.
Ella Boulevard. They have got that thing shut down due to an accident this morning at 4 a.m. where a drunk driver slammed into two police officers.
Horrible.
Now, according to Precinct 4 Constable Mark Herman's office, the deputies were responding to calls about a pedestrian in the roadway
right.
on the tollway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the driver crashed into the patrol units, which hit the deputies who were out of their vehicles.
Right.
Now, this is pretty serious. One deputy was taken by Lifelight to Memorial Herman Hospital with serious injuries. The other was taken by ambulance to a local hospital, and I haven't found anything on their conditions.
Which is what we're really looking for is an update on them.
On how they're doing. And the fire department,
awful.
The fire department confirmed five people were taken from the scene.
Five. It's just terrible. You hate the late night stuff. If you're someone that drives early in the morning, you know that people... It's probably the worst time of day.
It is.
Day to
it
be
is because you are still dealing
traffic.
With the people that are coming home from the bars the night before.
People who are waking
think
up
about
early
that every morning.
I've seen pedestrians on several highways, which again blows my mind. But you do see it, and then you know the officers try to get involved, and then
this happens.
Something like this.
So
happens.
Again, all eastbound lanes of the tollway at Ella are shut down. Only the feeder road is passable, but traffic is very backed up. So if you're looking
yes.
for the alternate routes this morning,
which you are.
Use Bellway 8 frontage eastbound as a parallel option to reconnect with 45 or the Hardy Toll Road.
Mm-hmm.
Ella Boulevard north or south could also be used to reach nearby cross streets and then loop back onto the tollway
right.
beyond the crash site, back up more likely now, or take the frontage road to bypass the closure and re-enter. But again, that's very congested right now.
And hoping for some kind of positive
yes,
update
yes,
about the
Yes, please
officer.
Keep the injured deputies in your prayers as investigators continue to work the scene. Now, also an update on yesterday's horrific tragedy. Thousands gathered in Minneapolis last night for a candlelight vigil to mourn the deaths of the two children aged 8 and 10 after that shooter opened fire on the Catholic school.
Yes.
Robin Westman, 23, was identified as the suspect. He died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound on site. His mom actually worked at the school where the shooting occurred.
Good Lord.
So it was a school where the kids were attending the mass, and that's where he opened fire.
Right.
Investigators are now examining a pretty chilling digital trail that he left behind before it occurred, including a deleted video on YouTube expressing a message of wanting to harm the president. There were 17 injured in the mass shooting at Annunciation Church. 14 were children. 3 were adults in their 80s. The mayor said the tragedy could have been a lot more horrific, but thankfully the church staff really jumped into action.
Incredible.
And they moved children under pews to shield them from further gunfire. And FBI Director Kash Patel says the incident is being investigated as an act of domestic terrorism and a hate crime targeting Catholics.
Absolutely.
They did find IEDs on the scene as well.
Yeah, that is absolutely mind-blowing and horrible.
And looks like President Trump signed a proclamation ordering flags nationwide to be lowered to half staff until Sunday in tribute to the victims of the shooting.
I know that's hard stuff to wake up to, but obviously everyone's thoughts going out to everyone up in Minnesota.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Freebie!
That's right, a free answer to Money Minute, which we play every day before 8:30. Because you know what? Every champion needs a little boost.
That's right.
Beyonce has wind machines.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan had Gatorade. Et cetera, et cetera. So on and so forth.
This is your champion's boost? Oh, no. I mean, it is. It's not... It's not a game-changing advantage. It's just
advantage. Get this free answer.
Yes, you do. Michael Jordan gets insane athleticism and Gatorade. You get 1 out of 10 answers in the Money Minute. But maybe it gets you on a roll.
Hey, beggars can't be choosers,
maybe,
okay?
Maybe it's the one thing that's missing from you.
Exactly. They only have to answer 9.
Conquering.
You're welcome. So your freebie today is hairless.
Hairless.
Hairless. Hairless. One of the questions you will answer with hairless,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be a tenth of the way to $100.
I'll tell you this, though. You ain't answering jack if you don't get signed up, because how would we call you?
True that.
Do it online. TheBullHouston.com/. Frito, Katie, The Bull, this is going to be fun because we get to talk a lot about Rodeo Houston like throughout the year because there's a lot to talk about, right? But obviously the biggest thing every single year is the scholarships.
Yeah, we talk about the records that the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo breaks, which, spoiler alert, it's a lot.
A lot.
I know the college scholarships they just awarded, it was a record. It was 529 students across 54 some odd colleges. And what was it, $10.5 million?
$10.5 million was the number
they were awarding,
that I saw.
But it's always in that context.
Yeah, just big number.
Yes.
Tons of people.
Yeah. But what about individually? Because they're all stories that deserve to be told, and they're all very compelling and wonderful. And we actually got, we convinced a scholar to join us for a few minutes.
Yes, we did.
And we're so pumped to be joined by Molly Taper. Hey, Molly, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Molly. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
So, Molly, where are you from? That's maybe the one bit of information that we did not have as we were reading more about you.
So I was born and raised in Houston, Texas. But my parents, my mom is from Honduras, and my dad is from Guatemala.
Okay. And you obviously applied, you decided to apply for a scholarship through Rodeo. What's that process like?
Well, I was in school, and my college counselor, she gave us a list of scholarships, and I found the Rodeo scholarship. And I was like, I'm so familiar with the Rodeo. I've worked at the Rodeo for 2 years. I go every season with my parents, with my sisters, to the concert, so it's just to the carnival. So I was like, let me go ahead and apply. And the application wasn't that difficult. It's like personal questions, like my extracurriculars, and then the essay, which I will say the essay was the most like constraining.
Essay is always, like, what did you decide to write about for the essay?
So I decided to write about leadership and my personal experience being first generation and not having much experience in college applications or going into college. So I was just writing about how new and different it is for me.
Yeah.
And also how, like, I want to take leadership in college. I want to be able to succeed, but in my own way, but also finding help along the way.
Yeah, you want to blaze your own trail. So
absolutely.
I like how you said that, because these college applications are difficult for anyone, but a lot of times people have help.
Yeah.
Right? Because they've got family who, even when things change, they've done it before or they've seen it before. But for your family, this was literally the first time. Now, were you the first generation high school graduate as well? Or is this just first generation college?
First generation high school as well.
Holy cow. Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So all of this is legitimately a brand new path for you.
Yes.
What was the plan? Where were you looking to go to college and for what?
I didn't really know where, because I started off with switching what I wanted to major in. So, of course, I knew I wanted something in the field of engineering and architecture.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Strong.
I like it.
Yeah. And so as I did like some after school programs or outside programs, I found that I really loved landscape architecture.
Really?
And so there was this one time in one of my programs, we had a guest speaker and she was a landscape architect. And she said that she went to Texas A&M. And I was like, Texas A&M? And she was like, I talked one-on-one with her and she was like, yeah, it's a great program, like great resources, great connections. And then she was like, if you're going to apply, go ahead and apply. You have to make sure you get in because it's one of the best programs. And I was like, okay. So I went home, I did more research, and I was like, yeah, I have to get in. So I knew that's where I wanted to be, and I started my application.
Holy cow.
Well, you couldn't have picked any better.
You really could.
We're a little bit biased, but we lived in College Station for many years.
For a long, long time. And so you got into Texas A&M. You're going to be studying landscape architecture as a first generation everything.
Two questions.
Yeah.
Number one, have you already done fish camp?
Oh Lord, have you?
That's still around. Yes.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, they're still doing it, but I haven't done it.
Hey, good call. That's all right.
Do you have time? There's still some coming up in August.
You could still
just log that away.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you're studying landscape architecture. That's the plan. What does that mean? What are you going to do with that?
Yeah.
Can you explain it to us a little bit?
So landscape architecture is you design everything outside of the building or on the building. So to make it pretty, but also like one of like the most interesting, like what I'm most like interested in is like, for example, if you go to a hospital, they have like a resting area like that's outside and you see a bunch of greenery. That's what landscape architects do because they research how greenery and like the color green and how like certain plants or certain directions of the sideline can influence like people's health. So it's like, dude, I want to be able to help people.
I love that. And also incredible. Sustainability.
Yeah.
Right? Because you can't be putting all these crazy plants in front of a building in, say, I don't know, San Antonio.
It's a long thing. Yes.
Where nothing grows.
Nothing at all.
Zero. Everything dies.
We are so excited for you. We are so excited for your future.
Congratulations.
Yes, congrats, man.
I know we're like the thousandth people to tell you that, but what an accomplishment.
What would you say to like, you know, other kids who are listening, you know, maybe sophomores, juniors, like what would you say to them in terms of like, hey, maybe taking a shot at this, trying to get your own scholarship?
Always apply, like no matter what. There's so many chances out there, especially with Royal Scholarships, because they always want to help everyone. So like, me personally, I had no idea what my chances were, but here I am. I feel like if you just apply, put effort into your essay, don't stress yourself out too much. Just be honest and be like calm. Breathe in, breathe out when you're applying. Like everything happens for a reason. So just trust yourself.
Thank you so much.
Molly, you're younger than us and so much wiser than us. It's not even funny. I'm not even gonna ask you your age because it would bum me out.
Thanks and gig, Molly. Enjoy A&M.
You're going to love your time there.
Time.
You're going to have a blast.
Absolutely.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull, Texas Proud. Nick Russo.
Are we
keeping secrets?
Yes.
Did you see that Facebook post?
Something
about Lainey Wilson tickets over Labor Day weekend.
I wish we had more information.
What, is he hoarding code words now?
All we know is that, I guess, for Labor Day weekend, which they are going to define it for these purposes as starting today at 5 p.m.
It's a long Lady Labor Day weekend.
Yes, and there will be code words that we will be revealing starting today at 5 p.m. And these code words could win you tickets to Lainey Wilson.
Okay, you said we love code words.
Oh, I was, yeah.
We have nothing.
That was us trying to.
Maybe we have some tomorrow, but we haven't been notified.
Maybe we weren't a priority for that. I don't know. Look, it's a workshopping thing. The only thing you need to know is that, again, code word will happen today at 5. Will happen today at 5 p.m. Could that win you a trip to see Lainey Wilson? Yes, it could. Bottom line, we'll see if we have any tomorrow. Fingers crossed. But in the meantime, Nick Russo, 5 p.m., your chance at Lainey.
We do have a lot of emails.
Yes. Oh, never ending. Katie, we can guarantee you we got those.
We can guarantee Houston I have a problem.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Chris, thank you for getting us involved in this whole thing. Yes. So what are we up against with you and Kelly?
Well, I hope it's not a lot. Crap, I think it's not a lot.
All right.
I've thought about it, but I've not really thought about it too much.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like she's a total stranger here or anything, you know?
Okay.
It's just weird.
Right. So how close are you two?
I wouldn't say we're that close or anything. I mean, we don't have some long history or anything, but I know her through mutual friends. We've had the chance to talk a few times, you know, get to know each other a little bit and all that. Look, I put some of this in the email I sent you guys.
Right.
You know, in hindsight, I probably could have done a better job picking a first date.
Yes. Okay. Let's get into this because, look, I've got some. I sympathize. I really do. But you took her to watch wrestling. Was this even in town?
It's nothing you'd probably know. Like there was this little indie show that I wanted to go to over in Austin.
Right.
And I was like, hey, you know, maybe she can come along for the ride. That's fun, right?
It's really fun to some of us.
Is she a fan? Chris, do you know?
Yeah.
I think that's really going to make a difference here.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, she told me she used to watch it growing up.
So no.
I thought that meant she was like a casual fan.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I thought she'd fall right back into it or something
But did she? I mean, how did this go? I mean, I can guess. Is you said you thought it's could have gone better, but describe this for us.
Well, no. I mean, I don't think so. But then I don't think I gave her the best opportunity to do so.
Okay.
When I went to go to the show, I'm usually pretty big on the interacting. You
oh,
know,
wow.
The interaction.
Oh, are you?
I mean, like, that's half the fun.
What?
I'm
like to sit in the front row and, you know, like, talk all kinds of to the wrestlers.
Yep.
They go back and forth with you, too.
They do.
And it's like, man, it's a freaking blast.
Okay, dude.
I mean, that's me.
No. Chris. what happened here?
What did you say?
What happened?
I don't think she was prepared for, like, any of my energy. Like, I think she might have thought we were just gonna sit really close and enjoy the show.
Right.
You know, like we'd be in the show but not in the show. Or whatever.
Wow. All right.
Okay.
I mean, I might have taken it a little too far with a couple of comments I was making. There was this one dude that was, I don't know if he was new or whatever, but he obviously took offense to what I was saying. And some people around me had to calm him down.
Oh my God, he broke. Okay, so you almost got in a fight, like with the rest,
like a real
fight?
Like a for real.
Like he was coming
real
after you.
No, I mean, I think he was still in character, but. I guess that's all up to interpretation or the lawyers.
The lawyers!
What?
The lawyers!
Are you kidding me?
Okay, I'm joking about the lawyers part.
Okay,
but
right.
It did not go real well.
All right. But you think you'll be able to straighten this out here?
Ow.
I mean, I think I can. I mean, I hope I can. I guess we'll find out. I just feel like she didn't get to see me at my best, that's for sure. But, you know, I'm a man that can learn from his mistakes.
Okay.
I can admit when I was wrong.
Good.
At the end of the night, it was an experience. was it not?
Yeah.
Not one that I intend on repeating or anything.
Please
but
don't. Yeah.
It makes for a funny story, and it could have gone a lot worse.
I mean, sure. I guess you could have been, like, hit with a chair. That happens, right?
Oh, wow. All right, let's do this. So we're going to get Kelly on the phone, and we're going to see what she has to say. It's coming up next is Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Chris took Kelly to a
don't put this on wrestling fans. This is unique. He went to an indie
wrestling
show.
Event
he went to an indie
that
show.
That he was somehow a part of?
Dude, no, he wasn't. He was
well,
a
he
fan.
Well, he was close enough.
And then he decided to get,
where he could rattle a guy.
Take liberties. Took liberties is what we call that. And he broke a guy. He broke character, from what I hear. And he almost got in a fight. So
that guy would have broken his face.
Yes, I'm sure he would have.
But now Kelly's broken his heart. Mm. So he's worried that that's kind of where he went wrong. And he thinks he could smooth things over, but we've got to get her on the phone first and figure out what we're actually up against. I think we've got her lined up. Hey, is this Kelly?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hey, we're Frito and Katie from 100.3 The Bull. Just trying to clean up a little mess here made by Chris.
You know what we're talking about?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know Chris really well. maybe a little too well.
Okay. he told us about how your night went, Kelly, and he's pretty aware that maybe indie wrestling and a first aid might not make for the best combo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, Kelly, I really should have thought that through, okay? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I hope it was at least kind of an interesting night, right? I mean, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see how this works. So you all team up for this?
No.
Kind of, yes, okay.
Look, the wrestling, let's say it was unique, okay?
Right.
But it's not just that. I don't know. I haven't really figured out how I'm going to say this. I don't know how to bring this up. The date was weird.
Right.
And that's like not the only weird thing he has going on. Okay. So let's just leave it there.
We will do no such thing.
Absolutely
Kelly.
Not.
Continue, yeah. Please.
All right. Look, guys, he drove us to Austin. I'm getting out of his car and I see this like bunch of papers in the back seat for this event, like flyers.
Right.
And I picked one up and, you know, it looked interesting and I didn't want to look like I was snooping. So he didn't say anything.
Okay.
So I figured I'll just, you know what, I'll Google it. I'll look it up later, find out what this is. Maybe it'll help start a conversation or suggest it. Like maybe it's something we could do, together on a
okay.
next date.
Sure.
Remember, I don't know. At that point, I don't know what the rest of the night has in store. So
yeah.
When we're all said and done, I get in front of my computer and I don't know. I couldn't believe it. He belongs to, a nudist colony. Can I give the name?
Did you say nudist colony?
Please don't. Okay. Like, it's not that we're not down with the life or whatever. Just not.
No,
yeah.
I think we can plug them. I think they'd really like that, actually.
Stop.
Please don't.
I don't want to plug a nudist colony.
Why? Look, I guess it's kind of awkward for some of you guys, but I'm a member. Like, I usually go out there maybe once or twice a month just to unwind and hang with friends.
Oh.
And yeah, we have a few events to recruit potential new members
recruit.
And stuff throughout the year. It's very fun. You should keep an open mind about it.
What do you mean it's fun? Do you like? Is it like a swinging thing, or you just all sit around naked? And I mean,
not that weird, actually. Like, it's just the stuff you'd normally do, just without clothes.
Yeah, naturally.
Right.
How am I going to date you if you're hanging out at a freaking nudist colony all the time? Like, I'm not into that at all. Like, at
nothing
all.
Nothing like you're thinking. You've got those all wrong. And you don't have to join anything. Just come by, see if it might be for you. It really is one of those things you don't know it until you try. And they have day passes.
Oh, of course they do.
Okay. I get it that you're probably completely comfortable with this. but most people aren't. Like, most people are trying to keep their clothes on in public, like, all the time.
Pretty much.
Look, I'm serious. Like I said, don't knock it until you try it, okay? It's hard to explain, but it's a whole vibe.
Okay, so is this a pitch? Are you inviting her to come try this with you, or?
Sure, why not? At least she would know it's not nearly as interesting or scandalous as she thinks it is. She might actually find it kind of boring.
All right.
Okay, look, I already watched you almost get knocked out by a wrestler. And I think that's, like, probably extreme enough for me. So this is just really weird. Could I date a guy that stares at naked women all day? I mean, I don't know.
Good question.
I don't know.
It obviously bothers you. Yeah, you're around a lot of naked people all day.
Can we ask how other people feel about this?
Maybe we'll be surprised here. I don't know. Look, hang on the line for a few minutes, okay, guys?
Could you handle that? What would you do?
Would you go? Would you be able to date? Is it just another hobby? Is that the same thing? I don't know.
Does anyone have experience with this?
Oh, man.
Please call us.
Yes.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll talk to y'all next.
Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Chris, he is a member at a nudist...
What is it, a resort colony? Is it a colony? Colony seems...
Community?
Yeah, something.
He's in the life.
Where the naked people are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kelly found it a bit strange. Would you?
Yeah. Howdy. Good morning. What do you have for us today?
Hell no.
Hell no.
I agree with her. No.
Okay.
I would never do something like that. I would not be comfortable with that. Anything else but that.
Anything else?
Yeah, I have so many questions about what that even entails. Man, I mean, the freedom,
you know, the mentality that must require to just bear it all in front of strangers.
If you're new to it, you show up. Is it rude for you to be wearing clothes? Are you expected
to? That must happen all the time.
No, just go.
No, like, I don't even that. I don't care what kind of body you have. I mean, I couldn't do that.
There's an awkwardness to it that you're not going to be able to get over. You can't interact with people the same way.
Yes.
You can't just, I mean, you
exactly.
can't.
Exactly.
Like, you have to be so used to it. Right? You have to be so
right.
used to it.
Yeah, desensitized, which he obviously
which
could
he
do
is.
It.
So for him, it's great.
Yes.
Whatever. You're into weird indie wrestling and nudist colonies. I find it quirky and attractive. Fine. Are you okay with him hanging out at the nudist colony
all
the time?
Yeah, so you won't go.
No.
How do you feel about him being there? Okay, still
no.
bad? Yeah.
No.
You absolutely not. Too many naked people.
Absolutely not.
Too much flesh. You don't want any
yes.
part of it. See, that's why I think most yes. people would fall. Like, and again, I'm not saying he's doing anything wrong. I have no idea. I have no clue. No clue whatsoever. They could sit around and play checkers all day.
Right?
Maybe they do. Maybe that's the gimmick. But like at some point you're gonna be weirded out just by his association with it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's just and are you
yes,
promoting it? What are you doing? You're trying to actively recruit. What happens when I bring
sure
you over to friends?
Everybody the flyers.
Every
you know?
Single person. Yeah.
There can't be that
right.
many of them.
Do you get a commission off of this? Like, what's the... anyway.
Does it cost money?
Like we said, more questions than answers, which is why I want to find, like, would you even be able to deal with this? But thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, guys. Bye.
Does it cost money?
It has to cost money. They're not going to get you in for free. How are they going to pay for the checkers boards and the tanning
it's not
bed?
It's just like a group of people that get together.
It could see again
and then get naked.
I almost have to hear someone that's not him to tell us how the hell this even works. Because yeah, you're right. Is it free? Can you just walk in and be like, hi,
naked
nudes? Like
here I am.
Because all of these in fact, like just walk. Yeah. How much money are you paying to be a member? What does a member mean?
Yeah. What does that look like?
Yeah. Well, like, no, not.
I imagine what
God,
it looks like.
Exactly what it looks like.
Look like.
How much do I want it?
How much do y'all spend on sunscreen?
Hit us up. Frito and Katie, the Bull, good morning.
An interesting discussion. So Chris is part of like a nudist community.
Yes.
And
yes, yes.
Kelly found it out from a flyer that was in the backseat of his car.
Right.
Doesn't really know what to make of that.
No.
Lifestyle or hobby or whatever you'd consider it.
Howdy. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
Well, hello. I love y'all's show.
Love you.
But... So I actually like to go to clothing optional resorts.
Okay. Walk us through this. What's your experience at these locales?
So not every nudist is a swinger, and not every swinger is a nudist.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, the people are so welcoming and friendly. Yes, you have, most places, you have to pay to get in. But yeah, some people, you know, if it's clothing optional, some people will wear clothes, especially if, like, it's their first time.
Right.
The first time I went, you know, they have this nice pool. The property is beautiful. I had on, like, kind of like a cover-up over my well, I wasn't wearing a bathing suit, a cover-up. But by the time I got to the pool and saw people of all shapes and sizes, I quickly took it off.
It got you with the program.
And I don't have a perfect
body. Yeah, you just said, hey, look, what do I care? I mean, everyone else is.
No one else does.
Yeah. But you weren't feeling like because you came in with some clothes, they were like, all right.
Yeah, no one looked at you funny.
Yeah, you didn't get any kind of weird flack or anything.
No, not at all.
Interesting.
No, I mean, the people are so friendly. You know, people that go to these places are open-minded.
Yeah.
And really, you would think that people are judging you, but you don't feel it. You know,
okay.
You have to be respectful. There are rules to follow. So if somebody's out of line and being disrespectful, chances are they're going to get kicked out.
Sure.
So for people that want to go to these places, you know, everybody's there to have a good time and everybody's there to feel free and, you know, just meet new people. And we barbecue, we play games. People are playing cornhole.
Katie just grasped her. Katie clutched her pearls over the barbecue thing.
I was imagining.
I mean, you can wear an apron, right?
My parts.
Yeah, you can wear an apron.
Flame.
All right, let me ask you a question. Sunburns problem more so than usual or less?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yes. All right. And in places, that you wouldn't think you'd get sunburns.
That's what I mean.
So you got to put on the sunscreen.
Great for vitamin D though.
Be vigilant.
Very.
Thank you so much for the call today. We appreciate this. Is great perspective. Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Same. Bye-bye. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Want 4 tickets to go see Billy Currington?
Four.
We keep forgetting to mention.
We keep saying pair, and then we go to input prize info and realize it's 4 tickets.
Surprise.
It's a 4-pack.
Yeah.
To see Billy Currington when the Stamping Concert Series returns to the Sam Houston Race Park.
Mm-hmm.
September 27th.
That is coming up later on this hour. Do not go anywhere.
Coming up next, I want to talk about the Guinness World Records.
Okay.
The Guinness Book of World Records turned 70 yesterday.
Did it.
And how did they celebrate? By releasing 70 records previously unattempted that you, yes, you, might claim.
I'm assuming you've seen these. Are these attainable records or, like, can I get there?
Potentially. Like most high fives in 30 seconds.
Oh.
Not an official record.
Oh.
But don't be fooled by eternal glory. We'll tell you why you shouldn't take the bait. That's next. What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I feel like you got really excited when I mentioned like most high fives in 30 seconds as being a record that you could potentially break.
That is a guess. I could because we have a radio show. We get a bunch of people involved and then boom, 30 seconds to glory. Just sprint it.
But that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
No, you're right. I always
Guinness Book of World Records is a massive racket.
I always forget that there's a catch.
And remember, you get paid nothing to break a world record or to hold a world record.
That's true. There is
and
no
in
real
fact,
prize.
It could end up costing you. I'm going to have to take you through this.
Yes.
They did celebrate their 70th anniversary yesterday, so kudos to them for sticking it out that long.
That's a long time.
That is a long time.
Together.
And, I mean, they've come a long way since the first edition was compiled in, like, some room above a London gym in 1955.
Right. Yeah, it was just some random, like, pub bet.
They also launched a record selector quiz on their website. So you go and you take it, and it's questions about you, but it helps determine which records you should attempt of the 70 unclaimed record titles that they just announced.
Well, that's helpful.
Right, like based on your personality and what you are into personally.
What your passions
are. Yes, like do you like details? Do you like to entertain? Whatever.
Oh, Lord.
But before we get into the negative side of those world records, let's talk about Morgan Wallen. He was fined for exceeding the curfew this past weekend at a show at Gillette Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
He went 14 minutes past 11:30.
Yeah, this is a thing. It's a hard out.
Which was the curfew set by Foxborough. The fine is calculated at a rate of 25 cents per fan.
What?
Meaning he is now being charged with a nearly $16,000 fine.
I mean, it's probably worth it, dude. You know, I don't know how much he made, but I'm
more than that.
I'm a guess is more than that.
Now, he's not the only artist to exceed the town's strict curfew. He sits now just behind Bruce Springsteen, who played close to midnight. This was back in 2016.
He just said, we're going all in.
And he was fined over $22,000.
All in. And you know, at that point, yeah, dude, you know, at that point, just
keep going.
Just keep going. Give him a show. What are they going to do? Fine you? At some point, it's
and once you start the fine, they just keep racking it up until you get the record for the fine.
Yeah, and then you have a story to tell. Again, maybe it's worth it. Who knows?
I don't know how this would occur, but then I am reminded that LeBron James tried to file a trademark for Taco Tuesday.
Yes, he did. He tried to make it was a long time ago. He tried to make it happy. He failed.
It wasn't that long ago. I mean, Taco Tuesday had been around for a lot longer.
Taco Tuesday very much outdated his trademark.
Now I see that Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick are trying to trademark Gold Digger.
Oh, that's unfortunate. That is unfair. I guess taking it back, you know, like to get, you know, maybe if you take ownership over it, it's not as hurtful.
Looking at the application, she wants to trademark it for a line of jewelry.
Oh, because it's gold and Gold Digger jewelry. She is having a lot of fun with this. I mean, other people have made money, though. Obviously Kanye West comes to mind, but every female who has at some point been a gold digger, not that there
has profited from it. That's the whole point of it.
So are you saying that you're...
Irene has a new name and it's Jordan Hudson.
Exactly. Are you like the head of the table of gold diggers? I mean, I would be inclined to say
24
yes.
And 73.
That's real. Yeah. You know, like that's
no matter how you slice it.
If anyone deserves it, if anyone deserves that term... And deserves probably make a little bit of money on that term. I think it's your girl. I mean,
Best of luck to her.
Poor Bill,
on that whole venture.
Wow.
You might have seen that Brooke Hogan was very concerned about her father's death.
Yeah, she thought it was suspicious.
She wanted an autopsy.
There's a lot going on.
So she has walked it back. She was suspicious of foul play. Mm-hmm. I want to say that she threw out the phrase medical malpractice, but now. Yes. She's taken it all back, and she said that she spoke with police, she reviewed body cam footage, she heard the initial 911 call, saw her father's body, and she says that now she's reassured that everything's on the up and up. And back to the Guinness World Records.
Yes.
So we mentioned that the most high fives and 30 seconds up for grabs, the farthest distance bottle flip, the farthest distance to bounce a coin into a cup, the fastest 400-meter sack race. Fastest time to build a 5-story playing card pyramid. Fastest time to make a burrito. Here's one that I think if you've ever worked in any kind of Freebirds, Chipotle, Taco Bell, you would have an advantage.
That's what I mean.
You would have a competitive edge.
Yeah, there are some people that these are definitely going to appeal to. Don't know about the playing cards. Yeah. That's kind of a sucker's bet. But everything else there,
Fastest time to arrange Scrabble tiles alphabetically. So if you're just... If your mind just thinks really quick.
The Rubik's Cube people out there.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe there's an opportunity.
Yes. So those are just some of them. You can't see them all because you got to do that stupid quiz. But here's why you shouldn't do it. You know, if you want to attempt a new record, it costs $5. To break a previous record, it's free. But it costs you money if you want to say, hey, I'm going to take a crack at one of these.
$5.
$5. If it takes 12 weeks to process. It takes 2 weeks for them to even answer a question. But 12 weeks to process... A record attempt.
Okay.
If you want to expedite the process, you can pay $1,000. If you want a judge there on site, you'll pay more.
Yeah.
Now
okay.
we're into
that makes sense.
Multiple, like $2,000 to $10,000, depending on how quick you want the turnaround.
And let's be real.
And of course, you pay for everything when it comes to breaking the record.
And isn't that what you want? You want the judge there giving
immediately,
you the certificate.
Yeah, giving you the plaque, right?
Like, you don't want to just it because what's the fun in that? Oh.
And even then, like, let's say you do end up breaking a record or attempting a record that had never been attempted, thus holding the record seemingly by default.
Yeah.
There are so many records that go essentially unnoted because there's only so much space if you're talking about the book.
And then even on their website,
they don't publish them all.
They don't even publish them on the website?
No, like you might be up there for a week And then when they go to republish more, you might just get taken off the website forever.
Oh.
So you would still technically have the record, and that would exist in writing somewhere.
Right.
But it wouldn't be like you're getting to relive this all the time, and people would see your name forever and ever. Amen.
I mean, it's glory, but it's like,
it comes
glory.
At a price. A hefty price.
Always comes at a price.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
All right, Jordan, get sharp. If you're not sharp already, it's time. And you've got to get 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. So that is what we have for you. You can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass, and we will come around to your passes if we have time at the end for a second crack. But you cannot change an answer once you give it. Does that sound fair?
Yes.
Strange way to put that. But
I was going to say good, because that's what we're doing.
Because them's the rules. Katie, are we ready?
Yes. What must be added to 3/5 to get to 1?
2/5.
People from Oklahoma are known as what?
Pass.
What is the most distinctive characteristic of Sphinx cats?
They're hairless.
What does the Latin phrase in vino veritas mean? Or in vino veritas?
Pass.
In the Peanuts, Linus wouldn't go anywhere without his what?
Blanket.
Pintos and limas are what type of food?
Beans.
What do you call a male goose?
I don't know.
Super Size Me chronicled filmmaker Morgan Spurlock as he spent a month eating food exclusively from what fast food chain?
McDonald's.
45 plus 67. 45 plus 67 equals what?
112.
Never eat shredded wheat is a mnemonic device for what? N-E-S-W.
I don't know.
People from Oklahoma are known as what?
Oklahomians.
You know what?
That's probably correct.
That is
Okies?
Okies, Oklahoma.
Crazy.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I actually would have taken a whole host of answers. Nuts.
That was a layup. All right, how did she do?
She did great. So in addition to the Oklahoma, what does the Latin phrase in vino veritas or in vino veritas?
Oh.
In wine, there's truth. Yeah, yeah. What do you call a male goose?
It's gosling?
It's a gander.
The gander's the man.
Gander.
Good for the goose is good for the yes.
All right. The gander.
Right.
And never eat shredded wheat is a mnemonic device for?
Is it the like northeast, southwest?
Compass directions.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well done.
Jordan, great work.
Thank you.
Sign up again. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number because obviously you want Billy Currington tickets, right? Like the Stampede Concert Series, Sam Houston Race Park. Many of us remember this. And now it is back and you want to go. Let's play a round of hit or miss today.
This will be interesting. We're going to do Oops, All Billy Currington. So we're going to play you a clip of a Billy Currington song,
okay.
One that perhaps you will hear come September 27th, along with three of your friends. And you will tell us, yes, that is a number one hit. So it got to number one on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart at some point in his career. Or no, while a great song that everyone loves to sing along to, it didn't quite get there for whatever reason.
Okay.
Hit or miss.
It's potentially very devious. But also, if you're a Billy Currington fan, I don't know what to tell you. Call us, 713-881-5500. Remember, you get 2 out of 3 right. We're going to give you a 4-pack of tickets to the show. We will talk to you coming up next.
100.3 The Bull, where Frito and Katie.
One of our favorite games.
Hit or miss.
And least favorite games.
Only this time it's all Billy Currington.
Does that make it better, worse? I don't know.
I think potentially better.
All right. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Dana.
Dana, it is hit or miss, Oops, All Billy Currington.
Now,
today.
We're hoping you're a big Billy Currington fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Good, good. I feel that gives you the competitive edge here.
All right.
But we're going to put that to the test. So we're going to play you a clip of a song. It is, of course, by Billy Currington. And you will simply tell us, yes, that song hit number one, or no, it just missed out. So hit or miss.
All right. First song in hit or miss today. I would say the definitive Billy Currington song, in my opinion. For some of her sweet tea. Good directions.
say hit.
She's going hit. Number one hit.
And we're starting off strong.
Nice!
Peaked at number one, held the position for 3 weeks. Also certified platinum by 2012 and since has gone 4 times platinum.
Holy cow.
Luke Bryan also co-wrote
that song. Good song.
Do you know what? If you now that I
feels like a Luke Bryan song,
feels
doesn't it?
Like a Luke Bryan song. You kind of want to ask him, like, was that the one that got away?
That's oh, he's monster. Got enough of his
yeah,
own.
Yeah, what does he care? All right, song number two, and this is for the win. Wasn't born. Oh, digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long. Another certified.
That's got to be a hit.
Oh,
that's
got to be a hit. Absolutely.
Another number one.
Woo! Also certified platinum in 2023.
Whoa,
fifth number one, if you're keeping track. And let's just play the last one for fun. You've already won the game, Dana.
Yeah, why not?
Then I heard the old man.
Oh,
that's the hit, too. That's like one of his best ones.
God, number one on the Billboard Hot Country Song Chart and number 27 on the Billboard Hot 100.
I feel a little bit sheepish.
Four times platinum.
I like Billy Currington. I did not realize that how Billy many? Currington had like
12.
A absolute hit list.
12 number ones.
12? Billy Currington has 12 number ones. 12!
And he'll play them all! Well, I don't know that for sure.
Well, but I would think he'll get to a good chunk of them. Holy moly. All right.
Dana, you'll have to let us know because
yes,
you're going.
Dana. Yeah, Dana, let us know if he hits all 12. That's.
I'll give you a list.
Sounds good.
Hang on the line. Let's get you these tickets.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
How much do you know about this tunnels thing that is...
Oh, the tunnels under Houston.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I do know that it's in an effort to fight flooding.
Okay, that's right.
Like, they're talking about putting these tunnels under the city.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing research on it for years and years. And I want to say the idea was they would have, like, these pipelines that were between 30 and 40 feet.
Right.
That could obviously then ferry massive amounts of water out to the Gulf.
Exactly. It's like a giant
in the event
drain.
Of another, like, Hurricane Harvey.
And as we know, if you want a tunnel built in the year 2025, you call one man and one man only. And it's Elon Musk. Because he's got the Boring Company. And I don't even remember how he did this. At some point, he figured that tunnels were the solution to pretty much any problem. Like, transportation, build some tunnels. You know, high-speed rail, no.
Underground.
Just build tunnels. Save us all from future floods. Tunnels.
But isn't his thing he wants to do smaller tunnels?
I think I saw that, and that's the part I don't quite understand, is because, like, his thing is, like, you don't need a giant building-sized tunnel to do this job. You can get by with, like
a 12-foot tunnel.
Just kind of a glorified pipe. And that's the part that I'm a little sus
on.
Yeah,
I guess it's cheaper, but it's also less effective.
I don't want...
Don't you want the biggin?
I want the monster.
Like, you're going to go down there, you're going to do all the work.
Yeah.
Do it right the first time.
Yes.
And hope you never need to fill it up.
Exactly. I want it to be comically... I want people to complain about it in 50 years. Why did we build this?
I want to be worried about sinkholes.
Yeah. If I fall into the tunnel, I do not want any chance of survival. I just want to fall for day. I'm just basically hollow out the earth. That's what I want for 760.
You build that pipeline until you get to China.
I want it to go to China.
And then you keep going.
Damn right. It's 760 million. I want you to do what we have all thought about since, like, we were kids. That's if I keep digging, eventually, do I get to China? You now, give me that, I'm on board.
Even though he wants to build the smaller tunnels, it's expensive.
Yeah, but sometimes, like,
that's
I thought
like
it was
$760 million.
That was the number I saw, and which is, again, that's the baby
and
tunnel
they would get
version.
15% of the cost up front.
15%, bro. Normally, I am a fan of small business. I know supplies and labor take money. bro, you could do this just for fun. You could just say, I think I'm just going to build some tunnels.
Well, I don't think the people building the tunnels want to be paid in fun.
No, they don't want to be paid in fun, but I'm saying he has plenty of, you don't need to float Elon Musk, okay? He's going to really need that 10%, not in his case, or whatever.
I think as we learned earlier this week, you shouldn't talk about money.
Very fair. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.